Sich Zeran, Ois Chaf Gimel. And the orange one, it changes. Sometimes it's yellow, sometimes it's orange. In the pretty one, it's page Yud Tes. We're going to be talking about clothing, but not in the conventional way. Nothing that Rabbi Nachman is regular. Onav Omar, Rabbi Nachman said, "Harachmanis shel ha'olam hazeh hakol royin." These words, "Harachmanis shel ha'olam hazeh hakol royin," the rachmanis of this world, what a rachmanis this world is, that's obvious to everybody. It's rachmanis. The world is rachmanis. "Harachmanis shel ha'olam hazeh hakol royin." Everybody could see the rachmanis of this world. And he says, "Now listen." And that's why everybody's running after this world. You know, when there's Rachmanis, nice people have pity. They chase after, to run after this Rachmanis to see what you could do. Maybe you could be of some help. So Rabbi Nachman says, this world is such Rachmanis. And that's why everybody is interested in it. Everybody's looking into it. Everybody's looking after it. Such a rachman is this world. Ki rayin kisha ha'odam ra'ev v'tzame v'chayetze. Because you see, when a person is hungry or thirsty or v'chayetze or has some other difficulty, kasha l'ma'id, a person is going through a hard time, a person has some difficulty, V'yesh Rachmanis Godlo Olav. Such Rachmanis. And anybody who's compassionate, and Jews are all Rachmanim B'nei Rachmanim, we're all compassionate. When you see a person who's hungry, you see somebody who's thirsty, when you see someone who has other difficulties, it's Rachmanis. V'chei Mishal Hilach Eirem V'yachiv. And if Chalila person is going, Eirem means unclothed, doesn't have the right clothing. It's cold. Person goes, and even it's not cold, stop to go, not dressed, not to have money for clothing. Or without shoes. You see somebody who's without clothing, without shoes. Yesh Rachmanis Godel Olav. You feel that it's Rachmanis. You feel pity. It's pathetic. It's Rachmanis. But that's not the biggest Rachmanis. Even though that's Rachmanis. And this world is Rachmanis. And the way that everybody runs after this world proves that it's such a Rachmanis. Aval mi sheyesh lo einayim. But a person who really has eyes. Mi sheyesh lo einayim. V'roya gadol harachmanis sheyesh al haneshamas sheba'olam haba. A person who really has eyes, anybody could see, Rabbi Nachman says, anybody could see that this world is Rachmanis. And there are a lot of people who are hungry and thirsty and all different kinds of tzaras, it's Rachmanis. And anybody could see that. But only somebody who has special eyes is able to see. Gadol harachmanis sheyesh al haneshamas sheba'olam haba. The bigger Rachmanis on the neshamas in the next world. What does that mean? Kisham ba'olam haba nimtzoim b'nei adam shaholchim aruma mamish. It's one thing for a person to be naked in this world. It's one thing for a person to be unclothed, not to have the right coat in the winter, not to have a warm blanket, not to have proper heating, not to have good shoes. It's one thing to be lacking the basic necessities of this world. But it's a much bigger Rachmanis. Rabbi Nachman says, obviously this in Likud Maran, he has big Torahs in these Nyanim. These are just Likudas, Sichas. Because why? It says, Kisham ba'olam haba nimtzoim b'nei adam shaholchim aruma mamish. Because there in the in the world beyond this world that we could see, there are bnei odom, there are people shaholchem arum mamish, that they're mamish naked. And there's nothing we could do about it. There's nothing you could do. Rav Nachum says, in this world, he says, ki ba'olam hazeh, in this world, kisha ha'odam eirayim, b'loy maldush, in this world, a person sees someone, God forbid, that doesn't have clothing, a person doesn't have food, a person doesn't have shoes, and you're able to help, tzachmanis. So in this world, ki ba'olam hazeh, kisha ha'odam eirayim, b'loy maldush, as I efshu l'kabes nedavos avu, right? You can try to raise some money. Even if you yourself can't afford, but you could try to talk to people, you could try to help. Everybody tries. Velasla is like kaftan, you can make him a coat. In those days they didn't go into buy ready-made clothing. You could have a coat made for the guy. You collect money, you talk to people, you raise money, and you make him a coat. Avabailam haba, that's in this world. So even though in this world it's rachmanis, but it's not as big a rachmanis. Because you could do something, you're not helpless. You could try to help. Avo b'olam haba, however, in olam haba, misha helech eirayim, a person who, God forbid, is naked in the other world, in the world beyond this world. Avo b'olam haba, misha helech eirayim, e'ef shalarachim alav klal. What could you do? Larachim here doesn't mean you can't feel, but you could feel bad. You could feel horrible, but what could you do? But you can't do anything, al rachmanis. Kisham ein moil shum rachmanis. Because in that world, even if you have rachmanis for that neshama, your rachmanis is not going to do anything. Kisham ein moil shum rachmanis. In that world, rachmanis doesn't help. Because the coat that person needs, you can't get in Sims. I don't know if it's still around. You can't get it in the store. The coat that neshama needs, you can't buy in the store. You can't get up a collection with a chaver and get the fella a wardrobe. You can't do that. The malbush that he needs, the coat, the garment that he needs, halihurak malbush shall tear him isis. His nakedness is not anymore a matter of dollars and cents. It's not a matter of a coat or a sweater. His nakedness is tear him isis. He wasted his life. He never got dressed. And Rachmanis doesn't change that reality. As much Rachmanis as we have. Of course, Rabbi Nachman doesn't go into the inyanim that one can do that are to'elis for the mace, that could help someone who has left the world. There are things that are done li'ilui nishmasai. There are things that one can do to help in some way. Kaddish. To learn Mishnayis, right? There are things that one can do that in some way help. But the Malbushim, we'll see a little bit more about the Malbushim in a minute, but the actual garments themselves, someone who's naked, with all the Rachmanis that we have here, and all the Kadeshim and all of the maftas and whatever else you try to do for the mace, sof kol sof, you can't create the malbushim for him that he had to create during his lifetime while he was here in this world. Well, is that ein moil shom rachmanis? That rachmanis doesn't help. Avamish is zayich leskarv letzadik amiti. But a person who's zayicha to draw close to the true tzaddik, to have a very deep connection with the tzaddik in this world, Yochel Loritz Lahatzadik. He can run to the tzaddik. Velikach etzle eza malbush lislabish asmai. He's able to run to the tzaddik while in this world. He's able to run to the tzaddik, and the tzaddik will help him with his coat, will help him with his shirt and his pants and his sweater, and with his malbushim. And the emes is that's also even in the next world. You know, Rabbi Nachman doesn't go into that really here. He talks about that in Hilchot Amoraim and in other places. That if a person was makusha to the tzaddik in this world, the tzaddik is able to help in the next world in certain ways, more than a kaddish and more than a mishnayis. If a person has kashas to tzaddik amiti in this world, then la'olam ha'emes, the tzaddik could be poil certain things. But only if you had his kashas to the tzaddik. You can't join and become one of his chassidim after this world. So if you had his kashas, put him upon him, if he was alive, or even to the tzaddikim through learning. If you learn the tzaddik's Torahs, and you connect very deeply to the tzaddik that tzaddik's Torahs in you, if you're zayich to be able to go daven by his grave, then there's even the possibility of the tzaddik's rachmanis on you having an effect, a very strong and powerful effect beyond this world. But here Rabbi Nachman doesn't go into that. Rabbi Nachman says, "Shuv shamati sichaso." I heard again, sichaso akadosh me'ein zeh, a talk that resembled this inyan. Sha'ama ba'olam haba, Rabbi Nachman said that in olam haba munachim kama b'nei adam b'chutz. In olam haba, there are some people who are not allowed in. They're munachim b'chutz. They're not allowed in. V'heim tzayekim b'kol mar, and they're screaming. These neshamas are screaming. They're not allowed in, and they're screaming. Tnu lanu ma'lechol. They're begging for food, something to eat. They're screaming for food. Uvoin etzlam. So their neshamas, they go to the fence over there, neshamas that are inside, and they go over to the fence, and they see these neshamas that are screaming for food. And Ibn Achman says, "Uborin esnam v'arim l'ham harei lachem achilu shesiyu, ichlu shesu," and they give them whatever, pastrami, hot dogs, whatever they want. They give them. They say, "Ichlu shesu, eat, drink." V'heim shivim lo lo, no, that's not it. Ein anu tzrichim achilu zayis. That's not the food that we need to get in. That's not what we're starving for. In this world, meaning in the Olam Hazeh, the world below, that's all we've been screaming for, have, have. Give me this, give me that. I want to eat this, and I want to have this, and I want to enjoy that. But when these neshamas come, naked and starving, into the Olam Ha'emes, and they're outside, and they're not allowed in, and they're screaming, somebody, have rachmanis. Something to eat, something to drink, something to wear, have rachmanis. So the neshamas, they were saying, here, take something to eat and to drink. They say, lo. The neshamas, of course, inside understand that. But Ibn Achman is painting this picture of something that he knew of. He wasn't imagining. He knew this. Ein anu tzrichim achilas ois. The neshamas said, that's not the food that we need. Rak anu tzrichim achilas yisiyas ha-tar v'avayda. Now we're starving. Oh, if we only knew. We would have been eating and drinking Torah and Havayda. We would have been having 10 course meals of Gemara, Rashi, Tosis, and Rishonim, and Shulchan Aruch, Torah, and Shulchan Aruch, and Mitzvahs, and Masim Tovim, and Tehillim, and all kinds of good things. We would have been stuffing ourselves in the Olam Hazeh, but we didn't know. So in Olam Hazeh, in the world below, just using below as it doesn't mean anything, it stays. But in the world, in the physical world, We were fussing and we were fussing. We made it our life's goal to eat in every glatt kosher restaurant in the world. So even if you wanted to do that in the five towns now, you need more than a week or two, right? I mean, I'm not up on all the places that are opening, but
solid month,
huh?
Solid month.
Yeah, solid month, right? It means every day, not including Shabbos.
Not including
solid month, just to go through the five towns to be able to eat in the. And if the time is between the fleishiks and the milk, to be able to make it down till the time you get from down Central Avenue. So, a person at the end, when he's at that fence in the world to come, and he's screaming for food, he says, "I'm starving." So they're giving him. He won in the Chinese auction, a dinner for two, in whatever the latest place is, I don't know. They give him dinner for two, a ticket. So he says, "What am I going to do with this?" So what do you mean, your whole life that she said you wanted, that was the only black kosher restaurant you never visited. So you wanted a ticket to not to have the sushi mitzvah. This is the sushi sheba oilam. Sushi maxim. The highest sushi in the world. You could have a skevaldige sushi. So they give you a ticket like that in Olam Haba, and the person goes up, lo, and it's shichem achila zayis. That's not the food that we need. Like on the shichem achila shesis or teren avayda. Ah, teren avayda. You're hungry for teren avayda. Now you want quickly to see what you could fill up on teren avayda so you can come in. Teren avayda, because over there, if the fact that you could prove that you ate. And every restaurant doesn't mean a thing over there. It means other things. It doesn't mean to get in. Achila shesia means learning. Avoid the Torah mitzvahs. V'chein menachem kam ben yodam. And so Menachem says, in that world, there are kam ben yodam. There are some people, arumim b'chutz, who are naked outside. Again, on the other side of the fence. Harumim b'chutz v'hem tzoyekim gam kem oid, and they're screaming. Tnu lano b'mel his kasais. Can you give us something to wear? To cover ourselves. Zabusha necherpa. Zabusha necherpa. To be like that. Tnu lano b'mel his kasais. So they come and they say, here you have a gift certificate. It's your lucky day. And now here's a gift certificate to the latest clothing store. The latest clothing store, whatever, I don't know the names. The biggest clothing store. Here you have a gift certificate. You can go buy it. Take anything off the rack that you want. You can buy any suit that you want, any dress that you want. It's yours. They bring it over to the fence and they slip this gift certificate through the fence. Go ahead. You always wanted to go you wanted to buy in that store, So now you can go. Harlechem albushim, hem eshivim lo. They answer no. Next page. Ein elu malbushim nitzrochem lanu klal. We have no use for these malbushim. We have no use for these clothing. We can't do anything with this gift certificate. We want to get in, and for that we need mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim l'slabish b'hem. The words are very, very simple. To chazer this over, mamish. We need mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim to get dressed in. When I was in the world, I was such a fashionable person, and I had the best clothing. When I walked in someplace, everybody was looking at me. Everybody was jealous. It was such a sharp dresser. And then you come to that world, and then you're screaming that I'm naked. Can someone help me? And they say, here you go. You can go. Here you go. He says, no, malbushim, the tzarchim on a klal. These malbushim we'd have no use for. We need mitzvahs and ma'asim toivim l'slabish b'hem. We need mitzvahs and ma'asim toivim l'slabish b'hem. Onav Omar, so Ibn Achman finished and he said, we once said this over, and there was somebody that was kind enough to make me a thing that I keep on the refrigerator downstairs where I learn in the house. A laminated thing. Ashrei misha zeich alechol kama prokim mishnayis. Fortunate is the Jew who in this lifetime is able to eat, to fill himself on a lot of mishnayis. And the kama prokim mishnayis, to learn every day mishnayis. Milishto is acharkach, and to drink, to have to wash it down. Lishto is acharkach, ezek kapitlach tehillim. To wash down the mishnayis with some kapitlach tehillim. Will is slavish, and to then go and dress himself up good, warm. Be'ezimitzvahs. To dress himself up, be'ezimitzvahs. It sounds very simple, but if a person lives with this machshava, levushim. The truth is that in Chazal, in the Tanna d'Avei Rabbah, in Chazal we find already many, many places. I'm going to see a little bit in the Zohar Kodesh in a few minutes. But in the Tanna d'Avei there it's brought down a lashon like this. I just jotted it down over here. If you see a naked person, you should cover him, right? It says in Torah. See somebody who's undressed, he needs clothing. You get him clothing, you cover him. So it says in front of Eliyahu, Ketzat. How? What does this mean? So the Medrash says, Ela imri isa adam she'ein by divrei Torah. Says in the Medrash, if you see somebody, what does it mean naked? Of course it means simply a person that needs clothing, you get him clothing. But on a deeper level it means, if you see somebody, she'ein by divrei Torah, you see a Jew that doesn't know any Torah. Hachnisei lebeischa, invite him into your house. V'lamdeyu kriyishmo tefila, and teach him to say kriyishmo, teach him to daven. V'lamdeyu posik echad b'chal yoyim, and teach him every day a posik. Or halacha achas, halacha or halacha. See, look how it says, they mentioned teach him a posik, teach him a halacha. It doesn't say you start off right away with the ketzais. Unless they, I guess the... They had a different program back in those days. You teach him to daven, you say Krishma, teach him to daven him, teach him Pasuk Echad, one day a Pasuk, Halacha Achas, one day. V'zazeyah b'mitzvahs, and encourage him to keep mitzvahs. Listen now to the words of the Medrash. It's in the Tanna d'Avei Rabbah, Chav Zayin. V'fi she'ein lo ha'erim Yisrael, because there's nobody as naked. V'fi she'ein lo ha'erim Yisrael, Elamisha ain't by Tiramisus, like a person who's naked from Tiramisus. There's no one as naked. Could be a person that doesn't have with clothing, but there's no one as Arim as naked as a person, Sha'in by Tiramisus, that doesn't have Tiramisus. Who Daim Elamisha who Arim, and it's compared, it's like a person who's naked. It says in Fersh and Chumash. Besides here, it says in Chumash, Vat Erem Ve'eria, it says that we were in Mitzrayim. We say it in the Haggadah, the Pasuk, by night of Pesach. Vat Erem Ve'eria, that we were naked. What does it mean we were naked? We had clothing in Mitzrayim. Everybody was dressed in Mitzrayim. So what does it mean when it says, Vat Erem Ve'eria, that you were naked? So it means for mitzvahs. Because we didn't have a Torah then. So that's why. We had the mitzvah that we got bris mila, dan pesach. We had something, but otherwise we had nothing to wear. We had no Torah mitzvahs, so we had nothing to wear. And it says also about the mechava arumim heim that they saw they were naked. So Rashi Chazal bring that min hamitzvahs. The Kadosh Baruch Hu told them. Eat from the Eitz Chaim, don't eat from the Eitz HaDa'as Tov HaRa. That's what you have to do. And then they were Erum, they were naked. It means, of course, literally, but Chazal teaches us that on a deeper level, that in the Olam HaBedikah clothing they didn't have. They were undressed. In the clothing that you need for Olam HaBa, they were undressed. In the Olam HaBedikah clothing they didn't have. This any of the levushim of the clothing. The food we spoke about a number of times, but with the clothing, it's a very, very big sugya in the Zohar Kodesh, in the Pardes Yomayim. I didn't focus that because I'm not so sure to focus that from these from the page of the Zohar Kodesh going around and the Pardes from the Ramak and so on. So I'll just read to you a little bit. And if somebody wants to see it inside, so then you can focus that for you. But not to stand. To follow step. The remark in Ramesha Kardavero, who's of course one of the greatest of the Mukubalim, the remark in Pardes Rimayim in the 31st Shar, which is called Shar HaNeshama, in the 5th Perek, the remark writes here but the Indian of the Malbushim of clothing in the next world. The Indian of Malbushim. It's obviously it's all here very, very deep in Yonam and Kabbalah, and it's not Lafi al Madrega. Just some things that are not so using the word not using the kind of words that we're not really ready to see or to hear. But even so to get a feeling of what this is. The remark's talking here about the being the Bibiya Ta'ilis and Neshama Ba'ilam Hazeh. What's the point of the Neshama coming into the world? That's what he's talking about. It's a big question. What's the Ta'ilis of the Neshama Ba'ilam Hazeh? And the remark writes, forgive me for just try to listen to the words. The remark begins by saying what we all know, that the ikkar of the neshama is not before it ever came into the world, when it was still with Hashem's Baruch, but the ikkar neshama, the Ramak says, is after it came into the world, and then it goes back. Ikkar neshama hi acher aloisam ha'olam ha'maisa el olam ha'scha. The ikkar of the neshama is not when it was fresh and starting off before its journey into the world. The ikkar neshama is after its journey in olam hazeh, going back up to that world. That's the Ikar Nisham. Ki kodem idita hi chasera harbe. Before it comes into this world, the Nisham is missing a great deal. You would say just the opposite. When the Nisham in the higher world has everything it could possibly want. The Ramak says, ki kodem idita hi chasera harbe. Before the Nisham comes into this world, into the body, the neshama is missing a great deal. Va'afim hi b'malkam gavoya b'ruma shel olam. Even though the neshama is in a high place with Hashem, whatever that means, in b'ruma shel olam, in the highest place. V'inyin hu, the Max says the inyin is. V'inyin hu ha'neshama ein la mitzias kaidim ha'haylad ha'al yayna. V'afacha ha'haylad hi karuma. Here he uses the word naked. When the neshama was first created, and it's created above, the Ramak says it's naked. The himis labesh is acharidat to begin eden atachtan the belush tohar mehavir gan eden mechen kol derech hamadregi shidisal as derech as teri v'tislavish because shidisaseg ba'ilam hazeh b'maisa hatayir as tiskel levush yofa hanikra chaluk at the rabban. Without going into the distinction between the different levels of Gan Eden, that the neshama descends down, and then the Ramak says, and where does the neshama get dressed? The neshama gets dressed. The Ramak says, in the olam ha'tachtoy. Even though there are certain preparations that are made in the Gan Edens, the high Gan Eden, the lower Gan Eden, it's a hard thing. But in Yaneinu, when the neshama comes into this world, listen to the words. V'kashe tis'asek v'olam hazeh. When the neshama is misasek in this world, in the physical world, the ma'aseh ha'Torah, with keeping Torah, oz tizke elavush yofa. Then the neshama that was naked is able to be zeicha to a levush yofa, to a nice levush, a nice suit, whatever, a nice garment. Hanikah that is called chalukah d'rabbanan, rabbinic garments, a nice outfit, chalukah d'rabbanan. Look at the rabbanan. A nice outfit. That's a hard bekesh to wear, no? Otherwise, you can go to the store and you can get a bekesh for $150. You can get a used one for $149.99. Right? You get a bekesh, a kleine kai. Guy walks in, all of a sudden he has a chalukah de rabbanan, a sheni yid. Right? He has a nice, he's all fixed up, he got himself a... He made the grand Borough Park of Williamsburg tour, and he went to a couple of stores, and they fixed him up. He's got himself a nice bekesh, got himself a nice looking hat, chalukah d'rabbanan, grew his beard in a little bit. That's not such a hard thing. That's $150, $250. Let's say you want to go really out special. So let's say you spend $200-$300 with a hat, right? Doesn't shave a couple of weeks, he's all set. He's got a chalukah d'rabbanan. Well, this chalukah d'rabbanan that the Ramak's talking about, that's not so pashut. Kasha tesasek v'olam hazeh b'maisei ha'tayr oz tizke levush yofa anuke chalukah d'rabbanan v'hu levush ha'tayr v'hamitzvus shebehem nesasek v'olam hazeh. That garment is woven, is made by the mitzvah samasim toivim that a Jew did while he was in this world. Ubalavush hazeh zoicha lalois. And during your lifetime in this world, you make that suit and you go up with that. The liroi says pnei hamelech Hashem tzvakos aviha. And with that suit, you appear before Hashem, your father. The neshama's avir means the father of your father. Ki koidem boya ba'olam hazeh haysa aruma. Before it came into the world, the neshama was naked. Didn't earn anything, didn't work. That's called naked. Just like a child. When you see a child that's dressed up all beautifully, the child's really naked. What does it mean? The child didn't pay for anything. Didn't work for anything. So what's the clothing there? Stop. It's not called clothing. Clothing is when you made the clothing, when you worked for the clothing. Therefore, the neshama, the Ramak says, ki kodem boya ba'olam hazeh haysa aruma, ubitzei samaylam hazeh, and when the neshama leaves this world, when the person dies, loisovei el hamelech, it's not allowed to come into the king. This is what Rabbi Nachman is saying, standing outside the fence. It's not allowed to come into the king. Ad ha'yoysa mislabeshes b'levusha ha'tayv ha'mitzvahs. Until it's dressed in the levushim, in the garments of Torah mitzvahs. And this the Ramak goes on to say, these are the garments, even though it's true that when the neshama heads down, they put on in the Gan Eden, when he goes through the avir of the Gan Eden, they start to get you dressed a little bit. But he says, really, but the tzricha, what the neshama needs is lios sheish v'argamen levush, levush ekeshutin, beautiful garments. Not just the bare minimum that they set you, like when you set them to the world, they give you basic, just from the elements, like they protect you. You get like, you know, but that's not a beautiful outfit. You can't go in front of the king. You'll excuse me in your gotchkas, you understand. You can't go in front of the king wearing the underclothing. It's pasnish. So to get the beautiful clothing, sheish v'argamen, to get that clothing, which is what the whole Eishes Chayil is talking about, he called days salavu shanim. When it says in Eishes Chayil that her family is wearing fine silk clothing, So Chazal say, Lovishonim, I'll take Rishonim el Shnayim. What does it mean, Shonim Shnayim? Nosan Titain, this is by Tzedakah, it says twice, Nosan Titain, you shall surely give Tzedakah. It brings many other psukim, where it's written double. The Holy Meal Shabbos is double, Lechemishne, and so on and so forth. Mitzvahs, mitzvahs. That's what it means that the Eish Chal, the woman of valor, which is the Neshama HaKadosh, which is the Knesset Yisrael, dresses her children in beautiful clothing. To dress the children in beautiful clothing means Torah and mitzvahs. You could go out from the fanciest store over here someplace, and your kid could be from head to toe. You could be from head to toe like the talk of town, like Rabbi Nachman says, that when it comes to the truth of who you really are, you're naked. Your mamish naked. Because the malbushim are malbushim of Torah mitzvahs. Shem ruchni is hamitzvah, same dakim ruchniim, shebehem teskar, vol gab mizbeach, edim echol, hakoyim, hagodl. He says, v'inyoni halavushim eilu, pirish ha-rashbi, olav ha-shalom, mazoya, parashas v'yakel. The inyon of these malbushim, of this clothing, is discussed in Parshas Vayakel and the Zohar. I'll read to you in the Mishnah in a minute. We'll come back to the Zohar in a minute. The Ramak finishes this piece. He says a little something in Kabbalah Inyan, then he finishes and says, this is what we have written, that before the Neshama, when the Neshama was created, before it came down into this world, the world of action, the physical world, the Yeshev Sarum Bli Lavush Klal, the Neshama in Shemayim is sitting naked. You hear this? The Neshama in Shemayim does not appear before her father. In Shemayim. Before coming into the body, the Neshama does not go before Hashem. Ad Ridita El Olam Hazeh, the Neshama first has to go down into the world. Then the Neshama is zeichet to wear the beautiful coat of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik. Chalukid Rabbanim, this rabbinic coat. It's different psukim. So the Zohar Kodesh in Parshas Vayakel on Beishud Amar Aleph. So the Zohar Kodesh here is talking about the journey of the Neshama descending into the world. It says that the Neshama is coming on two Merkavis, two chariots, whatever that is, comes into this Heichel in Gan Eden. Heichel, Rochli Main, and there are different Besamim, there are different beautiful, delicious spices as the Neshama is going down. Some Besamim. Kalatze Besamim, different things. Kol Reisha Besamim. In this Heichel, in this chamber, that the Neshama stops off at this chamber going down, which is a chamber that's called Aholois, the tents, where it's spritzed, whatever that means. Obviously, it's all spiritual. There's nothing, God forbid, physical, but it's spritzed with some kind of psalm. It's covered with other psalm from the Ketores. The Taman called Inu Levushim the Nishmasin. And in that place, there are Levushim that are rinsed, that are saturated with some of these besamim, these 12 types of spices. Which is the side, which is the secret, the mystery of Chalukah Derabbanan, of the rabbinic garment. This chazum, this labshubu kol chad v'chad v'kachazi. that it, each person is supposed to be, is supposed to get dressed in, each person according to his madrega. Hashem doesn't expect anything more than a person can do. Each neshama, kol chad v'chad k'dekachazi. Each one according to what he's able to do. With this garment, is rishimu kol inin avodin tovin da'avid barnash v'hai amal. Listen carefully. But on this levush, there are going to be engraved all the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that the person did in his journey in the world. In other words, he's given some sort of a prep over there, and it's the bare minimum somehow, and he's given the besamim, whatever that is, and then, depending upon what he did in this world, he's able to fill in the levushim. And what's filled in Bahu Levushi is Rishimu Kol Inun the Ovdin Tovin, all the misses, all the Maisim Tovin, the Ovid Barnosh Bahai Alma that the person did Bahai Alma in this world. The Chulu Rishimun Bay. Everything is there. Every mitzvah and every good thing that the person did is woven into this garment. Umachrize. And then there's a proclamation above. Hai ihu levusha diplanya. When this one already on the return, when the neshama comes back, there's a proclamation. Hai ihu levusha diplanya. This is the levush. Here's the outfit that this Jew created for himself of Mitzvah Samasim Toivim in the world. V'noplan lahu levusha. And the angels take that garment, and they dress this neshama of this tzaddik. They dress him up now in Gan Eden on the return journey to Hashem. According to what it was in this world, according to the tzura that it had in this world, of that suit that it made in this world. Vahanimili, and when do they do this? When is this dressing? Mitlosan Yarmin Va'elach. After the Shloshim. They start doing that after Shloshim. Meaning during, from the time the person dies, through the Shiva, through the Shloshim, this is not yet put on. The Zohar says that when the Shloshim is finished, when the 30 days have passed, so then they start this. Because during Shloshim, every neshama has to go through some difficulties over whatever there was in the world, because nobody is perfect. So every neshama during Shloshim has to go through some stuff. For those 30 days during Shloshim, to go through some stuff. Ad loyseil leginsa de Eden, before coming into Gan Eden. I mean, this guy says that there are certain very, very, very big tzaddikim that they don't have to go through any suffering or punishments. Whatever. They can go straight into Gan Eden without the malachim, without stopping, whatever that means. Cave in the Kabilas Aincha. So now we're saying with other, not those big, but regular, nice people. Cave in the Kabilas Aincha. So the 30 days already have passed. So the neshama already got whatever it got, its punishments, its klap. Then, olas leginsa de Eden. Then it's lifted up and it's able to go in to Gan Eden. This is the point where Nachman is talking about in the Sikha. Those are in and those that are not in, right? Inside the gate and outside the gate. Kvad Ukma, as they taught in a different place, Levosa des labnas is labshas. Only after the neshama has been cleansed and purified of the filth of the physical world and has received whatever punishment it had to receive, in this case it was all done in 30 days, if God forbid it's a somewhat complicated situation, it takes longer than 30 days, mishpat v'sharim v'gehenim is yud beis chaydish, 12 months, whatever. But only levosa this labnus is labshas. There are no shortcuts. You can't just get in. Only after there was this cleansing and this purifying of the neshama from the filth of the world, then it's able to go and put on the levush. Kevin this labshas b'hai levusha. Once the neshama is dressed, the malachim dress up the neshama in this levush, in the levush that the person himself made during his lifetime of Torah mitzvahs. Then Yahavin la asar, then they give him a place according to the levusha. Depending on how you dress, that's where you go. They say something like that. Clothing makes the person, no? There's some kind of something like that. So depending upon how you dress. So it makes no difference. If you could time it that your whole life, you never went anywhere without a tie that didn't match the rest of your suit. You could even wear glasses that match your necktie and your suit. Because I found out that glasses is also a fashion statement. So you could wear everything mamish is beautiful. You went your whole life with one of those little kerchiefs. So you know that's my pet peeve. With a little thing sticking out of your pocket over here. Different colors for each suit, a different color for necktie and for what your shirt is and everything like that. It's the goonishness health. And you come to the next world and they say, and you come in and you ever see a person that looks like me? How I dress? That's not the levushim. It's not the levushim. So they give, listen to the words. I'm just translating the words. Yahavin la asar, they give the neshama a spot. Asar means, b'chal asar v'asar, means a place. They give the neshama a spot, a place. Kema dischazila. According to what it's worthy to, the place that it's worthy of. Meaning according to, you come in with certain clothing. If you dress a certain way, then they say, oh, come over here. You dress a certain way. You have that kind of a chaluk at the rabban. Wow. Come in. But the Rabbi Nachman's talking about the ones that are naked. They came back naked. And they're standing outside screaming for clothing. And they say, here. They throw out all designer fashion, all throwing over the fence. No, not this. Kedain kol inan asvan nachten. Besalken inan vesichen. The neshamas are brought then to the highest place with the again on the vesichen, on the merkavas, on the chariots, they're taken back then. That's what the Ramak is talking about. And when Rabbi Nachman says here, again, V'chein munochem kama b'nei odem arum v'chutzim tzoykem gam ken mo'oy tnu lona b'meles kaseis. U'boim etzna v'oyim harei lachem malbushim, hei mishivim loy, ein eilem malbushim d'tzorchem lona klal, rak on etzichem mitzvah samasem tovim l'slabishpem. We need mitzvah samasem tovim l'slabishpem. One of the chavah gave me something to read. I don't know if anybody, a lot of times I find that with these things, when someone gives them to me, that they are going around, and it could be that something you all saw, or that's famous, I don't know. But I just saw this, one of the chavah gave me on Lel Shabbos. He gave me two stories so there was a short one that I read right away, and the other one I read last night. And really we need to go over the story piece by piece with the whole Sibur at a different time. But I just now I'm thinking about this with the Levushim. And I'm only going to tell you the part, the their skeleton of the Maaseh, the bigger Maaseh, we'll have to talk about a different time. But this just happened not so long ago. There was a fellow that was, he had a job. It sounds like he was a person that had a job in a bank, and his job was taking care of the safe deposit box. You know the story? You didn't hear this? So he was taking care of the safe deposit box. So it's a whole introduction there about how it's an unusual job because people go there. It's like the most private thing, and he has to be very tzanu about how he does it because people should feel comfortable with him. So, you know, he doesn't look in. He has to put the name and proofs and codes and keys and all nice. So he lives in some town in there, so not Yerushalayim, someplace outside. And he says that, okay, there's a whole long thing about how what that job is like. And he says that then one day there comes in a beggar, torn clothing, it says, terrible, torn clothing, a schlepper. And he comes over there, and he rented he got for the year a safe deposit box in the bank. And he has the envelope or something, and he puts it in, and he puts it in the guy of night, close it. Okay, he thought it was strange, but he figured maybe he keeps his kaptonis, and you know, what he makes during the day or something. He snores, he collects money, and he puts it into this thing. So then the same yid, this beggar, comes back every day when the bank opens in the morning. And he comes back to the safe deposit box every single day, back and forth, lots of Hashem, every day. And the guy says he's getting very annoyed with this. He just feels like, what is it with this guy? Because he has to come here and bother me with this few shkolim that he's collecting. And he's coming every day in the morning, and he wants to, why can't he keep it? Whatever, he's just getting annoyed. Sometimes people get short a little bit with people like that, Hashem Yirachem. You know, Zahmanis, but that's the nature of people. And he's getting very annoyed with this guy. Back and forth. Okay, this happens in Eretz Yisrael. So what happened is that eventually, how long could that go without there being a shvita? There was a strike. The bank's closed. And he gets a call at home. And the guy says, I'm so-and-so. I need to go into my safe deposit. So the guy says, no, there's a shvita. Can't go today. It's closed. So he says, I have to go. So you have to go. I told you, you know, it's not so nice. I told you, you can't go today. So whatever it is, we'll go tomorrow. It'll be okay. You can't go today. He says, I must go. So the guy was upset, and he hung up the phone. 15 minutes later, the door, this he comes, the schlep, all torn clothing, and he comes there crying, I have to go. So this is what, you know, you're getting on my nerves. And I told you, I can't go. It's against the law. Whatever, the bank is closed. I can't go. I can't. So the yid says, look, I never told anybody this, but I have to. I'm going to tell you something. I have no choice. I'm giving the short of it because I'm going to give you. I have to tell you something. I didn't tell anybody, but you'll listen to it. And if you let me into the bank, okay. He said that he was in concentration camp, and he was together. He was in Bergen-Belsen when the Satmar Rebbe came there. He was already there before. Seeing the Satmar Rebbe was able to get out of that train, that special train. He was there for a shorter time. And it happened in the concentration camp there in Bergen-Belsen that somebody, that they took everything away from the Satmar Rebbe. The Germans took everything away, and Satmar Rebbe was crying. He didn't have film. And he was asking, he sent, there were Yidden there, they weren't looking everywhere. The Satmar Rebbe is here. Who has film? Anybody have film? There's no film. So he said, I had film. How I had my film in Bergen-Belsen. And I heard that the Satmar Rebbe needed film. They were running around looking for film for Satmar Rebbe. So I said that I gave to the shliach. I told him my name. The guy took my name down, everything. I said, give to the Satmar Rebbe. It was a cover to give to the Satmar Rebbe my film. Fine. Gives to the Satmar Rebbe the film. He says, then that day he was taken off to some other camp. To see it. The one who's talking, the beggar. He said, I was taken to someplace else. In the meantime, the Satmar Rebbe didn't know what to do because he put on film. And then he wanted to give the film back. He was going to borrow them every day, but it's not his film. So he wanted to give them back. And he comes there to the Jews. The beggar's saying, the people there were not really, I was the only foreman in that place. And they came there, the fellows came back with the film. They said, where's that yid? Whatever, Moshe Kapai, where is he? So they say, Nabuch, they took him away. They thought they took him to finish him off. They took him away. Really, he was taken to someplace else. So they came back to the Satmar Rebbe and they said, this is what happened. Satmar Rebbe didn't know what to do. So the Satmar Rebbe made a cheshbon to leave it with these people. So the Satmar Rebbe himself went to talk to some of these people they weren't from. And they said, look, Rebbe, we're watching out for our lives. If the Germans catch us with film, they're going to kill us. We're not religious. No, please, you keep them. We don't want to take a chrys. So Sam Rebbe didn't have a brayer, so he kept it from, and he put them on every day. So the Yid tells that he survived the war, and he came to Eretz Yisrael, and he said that he was sick, mentally sick. He had a lot of sorrows. Everybody was killed. He had nothing. He had no friends, no wife, no children. Gone. He came to Eretz Yisrael. Listen to this. He came to Eretz Yisrael, and they had to put him into the institution a little bit back and forth. He wasn't well, and he became a schnorr on the street. He collected. The only thing he had in his, the only thing that he had in his life was that he had the schus that he knew the word, that the satnarov that he gave his tefillin to satan. And then what happens, the most interesting thing. He says that after the war, at some point, the satma chasidim come looking for me. And they find me and they say, you're so and so. He says, yeah, he says, the satma rabbi has been looking for you since the war. He heard the rumor that you were alive, and we found you, and the Rebbe wants you to come to America. He'll take care of you. He has your film, and come to America. And they had for him, and they took care of him, and he said, they got me everything, whatever, these guys. And he went to America. He was there for a while, and it was a whole story. He came there, he came to America, and the Sam Rebbe saw him, and they started to cry. They were holding each other, crying, and the Sam Rebbe says, I have your tefillin. I'm your tefillin all these years. I'm looking for you. I have your tefillin. Stay here in America. Stay. I'll take care of you. You don't have to worry. You don't have to schnur. I'll get you an apartment. You'll be the covetic. But he said, I didn't want. I want to be an Eretz Yisrael. So he came back to Eretz Yisrael. Listen. You have another 2 minutes? 2 minutes. So he says that. So he came back to Eretz Yisrael and he was still schnurring. But the chassidim were always coming. Shabbos, they would come to him. And they would like this, to take care of him, and to always talk to him. They didn't know why. Just the Sam Rebbe always said, "Go to this yid and look after him and take care of him." And he lived in a little hole someplace. He said, and that's how he was. He wasn't well, obviously. So he said, at the Sof, once happened that some ganavim broke into my little place to take my money that I collect. And he said, by the way, the money that I collect, I only use for myself to get just bread and some eggs. Every penny, every other penny that I have, I buy tefillin to give to Russian olim. You hear this? To buy tefillin for children, for people, not just from people coming. So he's telling the guy, he's telling this story to the guy, and he says that they stole everything. I got scared that they're going to steal my tefillin. That's all I have in my life is the tefillin that the Sam Rebbe wore, my tefillin. So he said that I went and I took out the safe deposit box. And every morning, I don't want to keep it at night, but I'm afraid they're going to break in and hurt me and take my tefillin. Or in the morning, so I go in and I put it to the safe deposit box and I put on the tefillin. I'm asking him to let me go for 5 minutes to put on my tefillin. So he said, I called the bank and we took care of it. And he said he became very close friends with this yid. And he used to talk to him every day. He used to talk to him and he invited him for Shabbos to come stay by him, Shabbos. And they became close. One day the yid doesn't come, and he got nervous. He's trying to find him, whatever, and he goes and he starts banging on the door. They get the police and they break open to his little horrible place, and Nebuchadnezzar was on the floor, and he wasn't dead, but he died a few days later. He didn't know what to do. The banker, the guy from the bank, didn't know what to do. He's a Meis Mitzvah. There's nobody that knows him. So he says he calls in Yerushalayim, calls up the Satmar Chevra, then he says, listen, this yid passed away. They came with busloads of chassidim, and they made a levaya. They made a big levaya. They never had in our town such a funeral. But the guy that got up to say hesped didn't know what to say. He just said, he's an elchayid. What are you going to say? He collected good. They didn't know anything about him. So he got up. The banker was there, and he got up, and he said to hesped, he said, you know who this Jew is? And he said, over the whole ma'isa. This whole ma'isa is over. That he was buying film. And the yid left in his tzavah, in his will, to give over to the banker that he should make him a tzeva for him, to put him a stone. And he put on the stone his name, and he wrote, Ish HaTfilin, the man of Tfilin. And he said that he made him this matzeva, and that he left in his will that he should keep the rest of the money and do whatever he wants with it. And he took the rest of the money, and he opened up a thing for Tfilin, and he says, now they call me isha tefillin. Because now I buy every month, I give out, he says, 30 pairs of tefillin. Every month I buy for you. No? So Rabbi Sai, was that Jew, was he wearing torn clothing or was he wearing good clothing? He had the most beautiful suit on earth, the isha tefillin. I came to the next one. Let's give all the gemais. We should be zeichet to have nice clothing, to be not to be ashamed when we face the Rosh Hashanah. We should have beautiful clothing.